Hey everybody, I'm Ash Bell. When I was growing up, I shared a room with my sister. Now, my sister and I are really close, but we also have completely different personalities. Because we were only a year apart, we always dressed the same, at least for special occasions. We had a bunk bed with the same colored sheets and had the same friends. Everyone thought we were twins, but then we moved and we got our own rooms. I got to pick out my own paint color for my room and how I wanted to decorate it. I started figuring out what clothing styles I liked and started making other friends too. It was a big change. Everything I had done was with my sister, but now I was stepping into something new, becoming someone new. In this series, we're talking about how change is a part of life and how, in fact, it could be a good thing. So let's jump in. Over the last few weeks, we've talked about how it's good for us to change. Change is a part of life, and every new thing brings change. We've also talked about how God doesn't change, and that's a good thing. Can you imagine if we try to be like God, but God kept changing? That would be like a moving target that's impossible to hit, or a finish line that we could never reach. Thank God that God doesn't change. God is good. God is constant. God's character remains the same, no matter what. God is just, merciful, and forgiving, loving, and compassionate. But what would it look like for you and I to step into God's shoes and embrace the change that He has for us? In fact, here's a more straightforward way to ask it. How do we become more like God? If you're newer to this whole church thing, this question is probably super intimidating to you, and you don't even know where to start. You might be thinking you don't even know who God is, so how are you supposed to become like God? If you are more familiar with who God is, then maybe this question feels like a trick question on a test that's impossible to actually get right. You believe God is good and just, all-powerful and mighty, can do miracles and created the world, but exactly how are we supposed to be like God? Or maybe there's something in you that's clicking right now. There's been something missing and you've been trying to figure it out, and maybe this is it. This is what you've been waiting for. Or maybe you grew up in the church but feel really far away right now, so you're thinking that this isn't even worth it for you to try to be like God. There's just no way you'll ever get there. Or maybe you feel like God has dismissed or abandoned you, so it's not even worth the effort. Well, wherever you are, know that none of us have it all figured out. We all have areas in our lives right now that are not like God, and we're all in need of God's help when it comes to change. But in all of God's goodness, God knew that we would need help with this, and thankfully, we aren't the first ones to feel like this or ask these questions or try to figure out what it looks like to become more like God. After Jesus died and rose again, the early church began to grow and spread all over Asia Minor and into what we now call Europe. People were hearing about Jesus for the first time and learning what it meant to follow Jesus. There was a guy named Paul who helped start many of these churches, and he continued to teach and encourage these churches, oftentimes writing letters. One of those letters Paul wrote was to the church in the city of Ephesus. Ephesus was a major metropolitan city located right on the Aegean Sea, which meant it was an economic and cultural hub. Ephesus at the time was known for being kind of a wild place. So when Paul wrote this letter to them, he knew the difficulties that Jesus' followers would face there. Let's take a look at what Paul wrote. You were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. In simple terms, Paul says, take off the old and put on the new self. Specifically, Paul encourages the Ephesians to let go of their old ways and to be made new. He's not saying this change will happen by accident. He's encouraging them to be the catalyst for that change so that they can be more like God. Let's break that down a little. To put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. When it comes to becoming more like God, the first step is recognizing what parts are not like God. We all have a natural bent towards selfishness, and here is what you and I know to be true. Selfishness drives a divisive wedge between any relationship. The same is true with God and us. Paul is encouraging us to put off or get rid of the old self that bends towards selfishness, that only gets worse the more we give into selfish desires. But the good news is that Paul is also saying we have a choice here. We have the power to put off and walk away from our selfishness. Next, Paul says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Change starts in the way we think, our thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes. Change is hard, but it's not impossible. In fact, it's part of God's plan for us to grow and to change to be more like God. So, how do we begin to literally change our minds? When we allow God to renew our minds by spending time with God through prayer or reading the Bible, then our thinking, attitudes, and perceptions shift to be more like God. And lastly, put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is a choice. It doesn't just happen. We get to choose to put on our new self, which is created to be like God. So what felt impossible, becoming like God, is now possible because this new self that we get to put on is actually created to be like God. As in, our purpose and our design is to become more like God. So where some of us live, it's fall, right? There's going to come a point where we have to start putting on jackets before we head out. It's going to be too cold to just wear t-shirts. Although some of you guys still wear gym shorts even when it's negative 10 degrees. No thanks. Paul is telling us to take off our old jacket. These kinds of changes mean moving away from the things that don't add value to your life. Maybe that means making better decisions when it comes to who you spend time with. Maybe that means prioritizing schoolwork instead of always procrastinating. Maybe it means following through on your commitments or even changing who and what you allow to influence your thoughts. Now, I'm not saying any of these things are necessarily bad, but are they making you better? Are they adding value to your life? Are they making you more like God? Paul is telling us to put on a new jacket. So those things we just talked about, what if we were intentional in making choices that make us better? What if we made some changes that might look something like these? Choosing friendships that encourage us and surrounding ourselves with people who make us better. Prioritizing our commitments and making sure we do our best. Maybe that means asking for help when we don't understand something or we feel overwhelmed. Being present with the friends and family who are in front of us instead of zoning out on screen time. Prioritizing our mental health and getting help when we need it from someone we trust in our community. Paul encourages us to embrace the transformative power of God's grace in our lives. Paul invites us to actively participate in the process of change by letting go of our old ways and taking off our old jacket and putting on a new jacket of renewing our minds with God's truth and embracing our new identity in Christ. In other words, Jesus invites us to change for the better. Change is difficult. We've already discovered that it's going to happen no matter what. But here's the cool thing. We get to choose how to respond to change. And we can initiate change instead of waiting for change to happen to us. We can pursue change and strive to be more like God so that our change is in a positive direction. So, let's get down to what's real. What does changing for the better really look like for us? I want to remind you that change doesn't happen overnight. I know you know this, but it's important to say again so you don't get discouraged if you don't see progress right away. Here are a couple of helpful tips to get you started. First, identify one area that you want to change. What change do you want to make and why? Be specific in the what and the why. Understanding the why is one of the most important steps of real change. The why grounds us when things get hard or when we want to give up. For example, if you want to have more time in the mornings, don't just say wake up earlier. Be specific. Wake up at 6 a.m. every morning. Why? So that I can spend time with God before I go to school. Spending time with God in the morning helps to ease my anxiety throughout the day. Be specific. Second, Develop a plan. Break down each change into smaller steps and think through any obstacles that would stop you. Thinking through the realities and obstacles will help you to understand how the change you want to make is actually going to happen. Let's use the example of waking up earlier. In order to wake up at 6 a.m., I need to go to bed earlier, say by 11 p.m. In order to go to bed by 11 p.m., I need to make sure my homework is done before I play video games and that I'm home by 10 p.m. on the weekends. Third, seek support and accountability. The truth is, it's hard to make changes on our own. We are more successful when we're in a community or have a good support system. Tell your friends or your parents or your small group leader. Not only can they be praying for you, but they can also encourage and motivate you when you get discouraged. And finally, pray and ask God to help you. God is the one who invited you to make these changes for the better, and God's not going to leave you hanging to figure it out all on your own. Ask for God's wisdom, guidance, and help. God will give you the courage, the peace, and the perseverance to make these changes. As you take baby steps and see small changes, I want you to celebrate your progress. When you've started seeing changes and wins, make sure to celebrate those. Change is change, no matter how small. And don't forget to practice self-compassion. You're not going to get it right every time. And even with the most specific why and detailed plan, the craziness of life is going to happen. It's okay. Give yourself grace and start again. As we close out, I want to say that I am so proud of you for considering what areas of your life you can change. Change is not easy, but it can be really good, especially if you are changing forward, changing for the better. Remember, change is a part of life, and Jesus is inviting you to change for the better. So when you head to group, ask yourself this: what's one thing that I can change so I can be more like God?